Blog Talk Radio.
M.A. Let's go! Baby girl, I love the way that you do it. Got me going insane. Your persona so exclusive. Girl, you're blowing my mind. Real talk, I just want to get to it. No need to waste my time. I just want to let you know what I've been thinking. There's no need to wait. I'm in so let's conversate. Are you here alone or with your man? What you drinking and what's your name? Girl, body's blazing. There ain't no denying, no denying. Somebody ring the alarm. This girl right here's on fire. Girl, I came here to party. Get your body's retarded. What you doing with all that weight? Let me see you move that, babe. No competition, cause you the winner by the way you looking, girl. By the way you're moving, you know what you're doing. Tell the DJ to keep this on. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Now let me see you. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Now let me see you. Drop it. 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 Top to bottom, you back. And you will see all the things I've been missing. Girl, you one of a kind. Give me a minute, cause you got my mind spinning. Girl, I'm just here for the night. Show me you about that life. If you didn't know about me, baby, you gon' learn tonight. Girl, my body's blazing. There ain't no denying, no denying. Somebody ring the alarm. This girl right here's on fire. Girl, I came here to party. But your body's retarded. What you doing with all that weight? Let me see you move that, babe. No competition, cause you the winner by the way you looking, girl. By the way you're moving, you know what you're doing. Tell the DJ to keep this on. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work. Now let me see you. Shorty got that body work. Body work. Shorty got that body work.
DJ Squad, we just heard that banging track, Body Work, by Marcus Allen. That's definitely two S's, 12, two N's, you know, spelled the rest of the way, right? Welcome, welcome to the show. Sorry about the technical difficulties, Demel. You would not be surprised all that I had to go through. But we're here, man. What's good? Huh? Welcome. We're going to show some love. Shout out to my ladies for tonight. Ladies Night, Red Diamond, Butter Go Harder. I had a chance to meet Butter earlier this month on the Hitmakers conference call. Shorty got some live music. She's so dope. And make sure you follow her on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Red Diamond. She is a dime. She used to be called Red Dime, and I'm a diamond. So I gave her a nickname.
She's a,
She's in a lot of movies, too. She raps.
She's
beautiful. In a lot of movies.
Well, yeah, that's what tonight we're going to, I'm going to get a chance to get to know these ladies. They're representing X Squad DJs and all the other, you know, banging companies that they represent, as well as have a little fun tonight. You know, since it was ladies' night, I was like, let's do a little topic. When do you tell your friends they're doing something
thing?
Wrong?
You see how I made that ladies' night thing?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I like that. I was calling it FMC. You seen the link I made. But I was saying, you know, being as though it's ladies' night and fellas, too, you know, just wanted to know, like, when do you, you know, give your friend a little tap on the shoulder, like, hey, yo, that's cool. Or, hey, yo, look, do that a little better. Shout out to everybody joining in on the call. I know people wanted to show some love to artists that we had on the line and also to Philly Shine Radio. Definitely want to see what's up with you. Just press the number one. I will open up your mic and we can have some fun for the night. I think this is Red Diamond.
Yes,
they all
okay,
got
the
okay, number.
Okay. yeah, I heard number two. Welcome, Red Diamond. Like I said, thank you so much. Well, I didn't say, but thank you so much for your patience. We have so many technical difficulties, but we're here now. Introduce yourself to everybody listening, please.
Hi, I am Red Diamond. I am an artist and also an actor. And hello to everyone.
What?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, how you doing? I'm sorry. My phone was acting up or whatever. You said you're an actress as well?
Yes, I do acting. I've been in 5 independent movies in the last past year and a half in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice. Please give out all your information for us to first be able to find you online, and you know, then we'll get into everything else.
Red Diamond, of course, it's spelled R-E-D-I-A-M-O-N-D. It's only one D in the middle. You can find me on Instagram at Red Diamond 1. You can find me on Facebook at The Real Red Diamond. You can find me at Twitter at Red Diamond. Also on SoundCloud, Reverb, Union City at Red Diamond also.
Definitely. That's what's up. Well, we want to get a chance to get to know a little bit more about you. I want to have some fun. Like, Philly Shine Radio, we have fun. We interact with everybody who's calling in. And definitely, y'all got to show love. Wait a minute, can you hear me now? I'm sorry, I was talking.
Yes.
I didn't even know my phone was muted. Stupid. Touch screen phone. What was the last thing you heard me say? Anyway, Diamond, I was saying that it's a pleasure having you on a call tonight. Definitely want to get a chance to get to know you. It's a lot of people tuning in, so I want to definitely go to the phone lines and, you know, see who's calling in to show some love tonight. You with me?
Okay. Yes, I'm with you.
We have a caller. Definitely anybody listening, just press 1. I definitely will get to your mic. Friend or foe, 646-450. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is William E. Murphy IV. Right now, I just touched down in Charleston, South Carolina. I just called to say, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm hearing it right now. I'm leaving an event. I just wanted to tune and check in with you, honest. How you doing?
I'm awesome. You know, very productive. Ready for us to take Diamond Girl Productions on, you know what I'm saying? Diamond Girl Promotion, sorry. And just show some love. You know, I got my X-Squad DJ CEO on the line and a lovely, talented artist / actress / I'm going to get to know more about her, Red Diamond. Say hello. She's in ATL working.
Thank
She's
you.
In the
hello.
A?
Yes.
How you doing, I live in the A in New York as well.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
I'm the director of marketing and analytic research for Ciroc Boys South. I work with Roger Bonds and all of them.
Oh, okay.
So we definitely need to link up.
Well, I'll make sure. You know how I do on Philly Sound Radio. I'm all about connecting everybody. We all having some fun. I thought that was your number. That's why I went to you first. But let me chill with me for as long as you can. Like I said, I want. Well, I don't know if y'all heard me because I think my phone was muted live. But I want everybody to get a chance to interact. We have some fun and show off these ladies who are working with the XY DJs.
Sure.
We have 201-284. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
DJ Hunter Graham. Was good. Was good. Showing you love. You know how we do.
I know that's right. Bringing that money through. But I got a, you know, I got a little, you a very beautiful red diamond. Y'all have to follow her right now. Take the time. REDIAMOND, the number one on Instagram. Go to Instagram first, because you know that's where you get to see all the cute pictures. So definitely shout out to your beauty, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely can't hate. We can't hate. But I wanted to get a chance to interact with you. And then also I wanted to first and foremost find out what work are you doing with the XY DJs right now. Being the East Coast president, I want to, you know, get in on a campaign and work on, you know, push whatever you're promoting right now. Do you have any current movies? Like, what are you working on, Diamond? Red Diamond. And I also ask, like, what do you like to be called? Do you like to be called Red? Do you like to be called R.D.? Because I like nicknames.
Most people call me Diamond. They just take the red off. You know, Ashley's 1D in it. But one reason why I picked I spelt it like that, because of course Red Diamond, the T was already taken, so if I wanted to brand out, that's the reason why I spelt it like that. But so most people call me Diamond, just Diamond.
Okay, that's what's up. I like that. And y'all hear what she said? Branding. It's so important to own your brand, you know what I mean? Whichever way you got to do it, you know, instead of an I, use an exclamation point, whatever you got to do. So make it your own.
Yeah.
But I was asking, what are you working on? Please tell us.
Right now, I just did a short film that's coming out in September. It's called Tables Turned. I'm also going to be premiering in a another series that's going to be on YouTube. It's called Tangled and Twisted. Also, I'm working on so many projects when it comes to movies, and I'm so happy that people actually contact me when it comes to these independent movies. And also, I just got another call to work with Terry Miles and Recognize 2, which Recognize the first movies is in Redbox as we speak. And also, you know, he just signed a contract with Walmart, so, you know, to Recognize the first part will be going in Walmart stores also. I'm also in Independent Game Part 2 with JT Biggerfigure out here in Atlanta, Georgia. I also did my first movie I did was even think of the name of it, Granny, which was a scary movie. And so, yeah, I'm just working.
I like it. So that's what I was going to ask, like, how diverse are these movies? Like, are you playing a, you know, are you playing a killer? Are you playing a damsel in distress? Are you gangster? Like,
I have so many different roles. The first movie that I played in, Granny, I played a victim where I was locked up in a chamber. And Independent Game 2, I played a hip-hop cop. And Tables Turned, I played a gangster. Actually, I killed somebody. I'm also in the movie Faking, which is with director Glenwood Lalo. That movie, I am playing a street girl, actually a dope girl. So I get killed in that movie. So, yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I had a chance to interview Glenwood Lalo. That's my people. Definitely tell him I said what's up.
Okay, I would definitely tell him that.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, as far as being on Philly Shine Radio, we have to get into the topic, too. Like, I have a couple other people listening to on the call, who I will definitely open up your mic if we get it in. And DJ Hunter Grant is still with us. I'm waiting for Jamel to get back on the line. But, you know, just something, you know, something so simple, I wanted to ask, like, when is the time that you tell your friend that they're doing something wrong? That's my our topic for tonight. Now we're going to see you,
Diamond. Okay. Yeah, I actually think it's a time and place, of course, for everything. But actually, I just think, you know, if a person does something wrong and save you out in public, I think, you know, just tell them, maybe you can pull them aside and tell them if they're doing something wrong, or tell them what they did wrong. So I think, you know, just keep it up front and keep it real and be honest about it. And so, yeah, I think, you know, as soon as possible. Don't hesitate.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely. That's what's up. I appreciate you saying that. Because some people just let their friends do all types of stuff, and I just don't get it. Like, but I know certain times, certain people aren't real friends, too, you know?
Yes. And then most of the time they, you know, they'll see them do something wrong and then they start talking behind their back and, you know, instead of just telling them face to face, you know, okay, you did this wrong or I didn't appreciate that or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think, you know, just be upfront and just tell them just how you feel instead of just, you know, talking behind the back or whatever. So, yeah.
I'm like this too, because I leave, and then even for me, just to express my feelings, I am so into just like helping people. I can't have you doing something off around me. Like it's a reflection off of me. So, and then like if you don't want to listen, I'm out.
Yes, I understand that.
Some people get so caught up, I'm out. What about you? What do you feel about this topic? I mean, you know what? Before I ask anybody else about the topic, I know we talked about, you know, you as an actress. I want to get into the music side. Like, what type of music has inspired your music?
Oh, my God. actually, I will put myself in a quarter category of being hardcore. Most people, when I perform, if they really don't know me, when I grab the mic, they actually think I am a singer. So when I grab the mic and, you know, and I start doing my thing and I start flowing, they be like, okay, you know, because most people that don't know me, I guess they didn't think I got it in me. So most people say I don't look like a rapper. Most people say I look like a singer. So, you know, that's a compliment. But I put myself in a category of actually hardcore.
I tell it like it is. Yeah, tell us about your track, Big Time, Get Money, and do you have any videos for these songs?
No, I don't have a video for Big Time, Get Money. Big Time, Get Money was produced by Kudala. It's a single, which is my single, which, you know, I'm pushing. I do have a video on YouTube called Checks, you know, by Red Diamond. But, yeah, Big Time Money is the single that right now that I'm pushing.
Okay, that's what's up. I like it. Do you have any collaborations that you're working on? Are you putting out a I know you're very busy with movies and stuff. Like, do you have time to, like, put out, like, a mixtape or an EP? Like, what are you doing?
No, I haven't put out. Actually, I just, when I go in the studio and when I do music, actually, I just put it on SoundCloud. I actually haven't really put out a mixtape yet, but I do have songs that's on a lot of mixtapes that's on thatpiff.com. And of course, Big Time Get Money is on probably I would say 6 mixtapes right now. That's on thatpiff.com.
Okay, I definitely want to get a chance to show you some more love, especially with all the DJs. I just had to grab one of your pictures off Instagram that I had earlier and retweeted or whatever. Show you some love, but we want to So I'm going to take a couple callers. Definitely show some love to Demel. Demel, what's up with you? You in and out the phone lines. Welcome back.
Hello. And speaking of Red Diamond, we do have the BET mixtape that'll be coming out And it's also her birthday weekend.
Yes, I forgot about
that. Birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, we just
Virgo
started,
season.
Yeah. We're just getting started. And I'm going to definitely park my ass down to HBO for the BET weekend with you guys and have some fun and turn up or whatever. I can't not do it, you know. I want to take a couple of calls. And I see this call back. I don't know if everybody's getting knocked out or what, but thank you for your patience. 786-520, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, this Payless, you know, Escobar. I'm checking in. I'm from Florida. I'm checking in, you know, so I'm going to give shouts out to
That's J3.
Honest Fire from Philly.
Yes, baby. That's me. I'm the host. How you doing?
Okay. How you doing, man? Just checking in. Yeah, this Payless, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, Honest.
Yeah, we got in the background here.
Hey,
DJ J3 here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, J3. Hey. What's up?
Yeah, we
showing
love.
I love it.
Philly Shine, baby.
I love it. Philly Shine, baby. Well, you got to say hi to our special guest, MC/actress Red Diamond from ATL. Please say hi to Payless.
Okay.
And what's up to DJ J3
okay.
in the background?
Got to salute the DJs, of course.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Good. I ain't checked in a long time, man.
Yeah, it's all home. You know what I mean? It's definitely your home. But don't be laughing, and I don't know what you're laughing at. We want to laugh too, right, Diane? Like, I want to laugh.
Who's that laugh?
I can laugh. Like, no.
We ain't laughing like that, man. What's going on, though? What's the topic for tonight? I want to answer some questions or something.
You want to answer some questions? Well,
something.
Honest,
what you been doing?
I've been doing a lot. Like, I wanted to actually upload this song that I just recorded actually myself. Tomorrow I'm
hosting. You just recorded it. Hold on.
Mill Creek, yes.
What? Oh, you're rapping
rap
now?
Here in Philly. I've always rapped, and I just, you know, did more work than rapping. Just like our girl Diamond, you know, I'm a /CEO/manager/, oh, my goodness, I do all that.
Hey, you got to have more than one hustle.
Yeah, I do it all, you know, model, yeah, I work. But, we got some music coming up. Getting ready to show love to Mill Creek tomorrow and have some fun. But tonight, we do have a topic. You know, I just wanted to know real simple, like, when is the best time, you know, or when is the time to tell your friend that they did something wrong?
Soon as they did it.
Yeah.
Right there. Why
right.
wait on it?
Right.
If they were doing it, then you need to check that right then.
No, that's right. I have the most thorough people that call in the Philly Shine Radio. I love it. Like, I wanted to have fun with this topic. And I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of talking to somebody because I got the worst people in the world that bother me all day. Like, nobody will ever know about it. I will never, like, shout out who they are. But, like, I'm saying every internet post is about me. Her and her girlfriend, they just can't get enough of me. Like, I just be like, oh, my goodness. What is one of them going to tell the other one? Like, you look real ridiculous. Like, don't make me put out these screenshots. Like, oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I ain't never had all them problems. You know what I mean? I always felt like my lady could do what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like no nigga could take mine from me. And if he can, if he can take her, he can have her.
Right. I agree. You can take them, you can have them. I'm about to put that out. You can take them. You can have them. But you can't. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, it's a good little reunion with you guys. No, I'm not going to miss a day on Philly Shine Radio. You know, it's been kind of crazy with getting really settled in and organizing.
Why, you move?
DJs, you know, I do so much. Oh, gosh, yes.
What you mean,
like,
get settled in? See, I'm behind, man. I'm way behind.
Well, we'll be able
where
to
you
touch
at
some
now?
More, and I got your number now. I'm still in Philly. I'll give you the information. I got your number. Yeah, I got your number.
We ain't even calling from my phone.
Oh, well, whatever number this is, I'm calling it today. And I'm going to have Diane on the too. What are we going to do, huh? What are we going to do?
Hey, it's all good.
Say, what's going on in Florida? Please give me an update of what's going on in Florida.
We know the magazine.
Yeah, I mean, we got the magazine, everything. T-shirt,
the nomination.
We're getting ready to do the award show.
It's just her. Please let everybody know what's good with you, your websites and everything. And then I got to get back to my girl, Red Diamond. It is ladies' night. I've been talking about it.
Yes, ladies.
Oh, Red Diamond. I think that's why I really called in anyway. Who in that poke.
Did
I say that out loud? Oh, my bad. But nah, down here, we got Southern Muscle Radio. You know, SouthernMuscleRadio.com. You know, you helped me launch that. But now we getting ready to approach 1 million unique hits to the website. You know, the YouTube, I'm getting ready to hit 1 million hits on there. So, you know, I'm just out here grinding, trying to get it up. Mad Rap Magazine, I'm 3 issues deep right now. Y'all can check that out at MadRapMag.com. Other than that, man, you know, I'm just trying to get to it, man. Checks all right.
Yes, y'all. I can't even wait. Like, all I've been doing is just preparing. You guys are all going to be so proud of me. I love y'all. Like, we're going to have some fun. I'm so proud of everybody.
Listen, man, you got to come down to the award show. You got to come to the award show.
I'm going to be there. Can I present an award?
I hear you,
man. I get dressed up real nice. I can present an award.
Hey, just tell people to go to the site and vote for you. Tell people to go to the site and nah, you can go tell people to nominate you for the best internet radio host.
Yeah. I do a lot more than that. I'm getting into a couple of categories. I'm about the Beyonce award.
Hey, it's
awards,
a lot of
right?
categories.
I'm gonna get more information about that. As a matter of fact, Tuesday's show, I'm gonna prepare and we'll talk about all this. You with it? Tuesday at 11 p.m.
Tuesday 11 p.m. I'm there. Somebody got to remind me, but I'm
going
to tell
you. Can I text this number, my number? Yeah, because Diamond, she's been acting.
678. You getting this? It's recorded. It's recorded, so you'll get it later if you ain't got it. 678-632-4768. You can hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely it's recorded, so y'all got it. Y'all need to be, if y'all want to be nominated, y'all want to get some more information, that number is public. You know what I'm saying? You got public numbers.
SouthernMuscleRadio.com. Click on Vote Now.
SouthernMuscleRadio.com. Vote Now. I like that a lot. So, Red Diamond, have you won any awards? Like, are you up for any awards? Because I know our girl L Street. I just voted for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just won an award 3 weeks ago for Top Female of 2014.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's Female on Top of 2014, which is the same thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with
so
females on
dope.
Top.
I know, that's right, yeah.
It sure isn't. It sure isn't.
It sounds good, no matter
that's
what way you say it. A female on
J3.
Top.
J3 usually see him at the bottom.
Hey, man, I'm gone, man.
I love you.
I'm out of here, man.
Thank you so much for joining us, baby.
I know what show I called into, man. I know how Philly Shine show gets. You know
what you mean? Don't be trying to play.
I'm saying,
y'all get
X-rated on here.
Yo, that didn't never be me. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, this is like a disclaimer. If you guys really listen to the old episodes of Philly Shine Radio, though we were having freaky topics, I am approved. You know what I'm saying? I was just listening. You know, like Bill Clinton said, I didn't inhale. You know, I was just listening. So it wasn't me, it was y'all. But we going to have some fun tonight. I'm not done giving no red diamond. We going to, I'm going to shout out Better Go Hard. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to call back in. She said she called in 6 million times earlier. But she has a public appearance, and I know that she got to make that money.
Hello?
All right, Damien, definitely shout out to
you.
Hey,
how you doing? Hey, just pay less, man.
Shout out to everybody joining in on the call tonight. Definitely, like I said, press 1. I will get to you. But I have a couple more questions for you, Diamond. You up for them?
Yes, ma'am.
I know that's right. I like that. You're so polite and professional. Like, I definitely got to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely got to thank you for that. So, as far as, like, the, you know, acting and working and doing stuff in Atlanta, can you please give, you know, just kind of like some advice on how you go about, like, you know, interacting with everybody that is in Atlanta? And I want to know, like, since you're an actress in movies, have you ever thought about doing reality shows? You know, that's not so much, not all the way scripted, but it's kind of acting, I think. Like, would you ever be interested in doing something like that, too?
Yes, that's when the big checks come in. So, of course, I'm not going to turn down nothing like that. But, yes, if I go to castings all the time. So, you know, if anybody ever offered me, you know, a role in doing reality TV, yes, I would definitely do it. And also, I think, you know, the pointers when it comes to Atlanta, it's just being on the scene all the time, just going to a lot of events, networking with people. The more you network with people and the more events you go, the
you
more, of course, you're going to get to know people.
I should switch that to 813, Anna.
I'm sorry, let me mute his phone. He was talking, so. Sorry about that, honey.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. And, all right, now back to the movies. Have you ever done any love scenes with any cute guy? And what's the Instagram?
No, I haven't done any love scenes yet. But in Faking, it's not a love scene, but in Faking, of course, I kissed a girl. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. It's acting.
Good answer.
It's acting, so, you know, it's nothing wrong. Yeah.
Good answer.
And then afterwards, I got my throat slit, so, yeah, with a razor. Yeah. But,
oh,
yeah,
my
you never
goodness.
Turn down a part. Yeah, I just, when it comes to acting, you never turn down a part. When it comes to me, because it's just like at the end of the day, it's acting, you know. I'm not going to get too raised with it, you know, like extreme porn, but, you know, so it's, at the end of the day, it's acting. So you never know what a movie might end up, you know, doing or being. You never know, you know, where you might end up being. So, you know, you just take it. Most people, when they, you know, they start off fresh, they want to get paid, but, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, put your feet in the door and take it as it is, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I wanted to act more. I kind of got a little acting bug. I got a couple skits I've done, but I'm more silly. I want to do like comedy. Yeah, I like doing like comedy stuff. But that's not the last. You have you ever done any comedies? Do you have any funny stuff online that I could check out or whatever?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yes, I said.
I don't mind to be called ma'am. I am 31.
Look, people do me the same way, and I'd be like, "What? Why is you saying no, ma'am?" But it's you know, it's respect, and you know, it's
respect.
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's out of respect.
I love every single year I've been on this earth. You know, you want to call me mommy, granny, sugar mommy, whatever.
Yeah.
whatever. But no, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've had a chance to get a little silly. It's nothing like being with professional actors who know what they're doing. And lucky for me, every time I've done, you know, little skits and stuff, I was around a whole lot of professionals, like people who were on point, and like we kind of had a chance to improv a little bit. And I want to ask you, like, have you ever had a chance to like ever improv a scene, or everything is always like stuck to the script?
No, I improv independent game too. I also improv, you know, the move Wiggling with Lalo Faking. And also, I just got a call today, and I have to improv tomorrow for a commercial. So, I mean, only thing about improv is it's like you have all of these things going through your mind. Okay, should I say it this way? Should I do it that way? But you take a deep breath and you just take it. Go for it.
Yeah, you better edit that stuff right. Like, I'm going to give y'all what I got. Like, that's my thing. I'm like, hold up. Ready? Camera's rolling?
Yeah.
Here it is. here it is. I was having so fun with it because it's definitely about entertainment. It's just doing your best, you know what I mean? And always, I ask, did you get to improv? Because it's nothing like, you know, putting your own creative spin on stuff and, like, or having your creativity be a part of something, you know? I did that. That was me, you know?
Yeah.
Because even for me, I did this one little skit where they wanted us to, you know, they wanted me to, like, bend over and, you know, like, act like, pretend like we were doing stuff. And I'm like, no, we're going to do it my way. It's hilarious. All I got to say is I gave them a tuna casserole. So I'm going to post that. I'm going to post that tomorrow for a Flashback Friday. Matter of fact, I'm going to post it tonight so y'all can check out that joint. Yeah, I acted. It was my debut acting.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah, my friend, I work with this talented writer. We actually produce plays here in Philly. We do skits and stuff like that as well. Her name is J. Raina Smith. She's a phenomenal writer. Like, we do all types of stuff. So maybe one of our productions I can include you in on. I definitely want
to
check out some of your movies and your music. Of course, like, get to know you way more better. I feel like you a homie already. You got to, you know, call me Honest. You don't have to call me
Nan
anymore. You could just call me Honest.
Yes, boy. He was like, ma'am.
Now, Demel, you always had interesting stories about how you meet people. Like, please tell me how you come to meet the talented Red Diamond and have her to be a part of our phenomenal hard-working squad. Shout out X-Fi DJ.
See, I didn't know that I met her. You know what I mean? Then I realized that I met her. Then we started talking online, and I was like, you the girl that died in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So we just started talking. She's supposed to be an Esquire model, you know, and I haven't followed back up with her, you know what I mean? So, you know, I start acting like...
Oh, I think I do remember seeing your name before. I've been here since day one, but...
So I start, I got a little jealous, so I just start putting a lot of stuff on her and start saying her name. Now I got her hosting the Nick CD, and now I inspired a woman that'll be smiling for the rest of her life on her birthday and forever be a lady.
Okay.
I know that's right. Like, but you know what? And I have to say this, you know, Thursday nights are about XY DJs. It's the Mel night here on Philly Shine Radio. And I do always want to take time to put the spotlight on the Mel. One thing for certain, he looks for people who are working hard, you know.
Yeah.
In the past, we've just helped out anybody who said they needed help. But at the end of the day, like, we can help you more if you are working, because that helps us, because it gives us something to work with, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Getting around, waiting around. So it's always interesting to find out the way that he interacts with people. You know, the mail's going to go. He's like, you want that? Let me call on a 3-1. You need that? Let me go tweet the person and find out. You want that? Let me go down the street and get it. So I love his go-getter mentality. He's inspired so many people. He inspired me to do this show on Thursdays for him. Even though he didn't know that I was going to do it, but I'm getting more consistent, and you got me, babe. Like, I just love it. So much. Really good.
Because remember, a lot of the DJs came through this show, like J3. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now look at him. He multi-tastic. He got a million dollar mind. He can shut down your mind. He liked that bald headed guy on the X-Men.
Yes, he is.
Because anytime he is so smart. Like, I got this package, and all I do is write it down. He goes put graphics and make it look all pretty, and I'm like, oh wow. He do that in 30 minutes. If I get at him like 2 o'clock in the morning, he'll finish it in 30 minutes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, you know, I love the team that I have, you know what I mean? And a lot of them that's on the team that's new are watching me, and you know what I mean? And I tell them, you know, I'm still going to be the same. If you want to work with us, you don't. If you want to sit back and watch, that's on you. But, phew, I'm gone.
Nice. Out. Yeah, like I said, I appreciate everybody who worked with me. Shout out to my booze, Truth Teller, Diva Status. I love you all. I'm holding it down for the team. But back to you, Miss Red Diamond. And I called you Miss because I was bitch.
Definitely shout out to you. Shout out to Philly. And you definitely shout out to Escort DJs. Yeah.
And let me tell you about her. She can be mean, but you know she can be mean.
Who could be mean?
The red diamond.
Oh, okay, I was about to say because I'm nice. Don't nobody know what I mean till they end up. Not waking up.
See, Red Diamond is like your girl next door, you know, your cousin across the street, you know, your homegirl you walk from school with, the girl that you got dirty playing marbles with and fighting over the marbles, you know. That's Red Diamond.
Yeah, I'm look, I got a heart of gold, but I must admit I do have a mean demeanor. But I'm sweet though. You have to actually really do something to me to bring it out of me. So, you know, I'm a very loyal person, but you know, if you cross me, then you may have a problem there.
And I gotta give some love to you because as a woman, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to have those different sides. You know, you're working, like you said, you're a cast of calls, networking with people. Sometimes you have to show a little toughness just to keep
yes.
it going and to stay sucker free, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And shout out to my boo, Miss Boss Lady, the Bristle Queen. She said, you tell your friends immediately, no holding back. So she's definitely on a beam with everything that she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Showing love to your girl online. I do love the comments. Everybody that's showing love. Everybody ready for Mill Priest. Like I said, tomorrow is going to be so much fun. I have, you know, this venue I used to use every month for 3 years. I do something here every month, every 2 weeks. It was popping, you know, gave me my start. So it's been 2 years since I had something here or something like that. And we're going back Friday, hosting, I'm performing, we're going to have some fun live. definitely hit me up, guys, if y'all need some more information. 215-839-8186. 215-839-8186. Do you have any upcoming performances, Diamond?
Let me see. Do I? No, not at this moment. Not at this moment.
Okay. What is your most memorable performance, and why was it memorable?
Let me see. Ooh, that's kind of hard. Let me actually see. My most.
If you can't remember it wasn't memorable.
I know, because I done had so many performances, so it's like, I think it will probably be the first time I actually performed. And the first time I actually performed, I was kind of nervous. Actually, it was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And it was at like a hole-in-the-wall club, and I was real nervous. So that was my first time performing, and I was real nervous. But I did a good job. I actually did a good job.
Hey, I love nerves. Nerves is like that natural drug thing. I'm always nervous. Especially like when I'm performing and stuff like that, I'm always nervous. Like, it is like helps drive me. That's just me, you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, can you work with nerves, or you just throw them out the window? Like, what is it now for you?
I must admit, every time I perform now, I am always nervous. Sometimes when I have on heels, because actually one time I had to perform, and I, on my way walking to the stage, I actually fell. So it's like when you're a female and you're wearing heels, you got these thoughts going through your head that you don't want to fall. Then you don't want to forget any words. So sometimes when I might forget a word, I might just, you know, hold my the mic from my mouth and then, you know, let the music just play and then, you know, catch back on with it. But every time I perform, before I perform, I can't even get it all right. I'm nervous, but once I get into my song, then, you know, I let loose and I just, hey, take it and go.
Right. I'm the same way. I like that. I think, you know, and I don't remember what star it was, but I remember recalling hearing recently, like, the star saying that she gets nervous, too. I don't know if it was Beyonce or something. Beyonce, I get nervous. I feel like you could just drive off that. That's like that natural plug, that energy, you know what I mean? That makes you do better, not fall.
Yes.
Or whatever. Definitely, I would love to get a chance to, you know, meet you in person during your birthday weekend here in ATL. It was definitely a pleasure getting to talk to you tonight. Like, I appreciate you coming in for the late night, you know, special with us. I'm going to make sure I get the music in rotation as well, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And what, now, you said we could get movies off of Redbox. Shout it out one more time.
Well, the movie, he's not finished with Recognize 2. Recognize, the first movie, of course, you can get that off of Redbox, but actually he's not finished shooting Recognize 2 yet. But, you know, Recognize 2, yeah, you can get, it's Redbox ready.
Nice. Redbox ready. We're so in. And shout out to the talented Red Diamond. Again, follow her on
Thank
Instagram. REDIAMOND, the number one. See the beautiful pictures and check her out. Like, seriously, you got a great smile, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, she,
everybody's
no telling where she might be at. She might be at Waffle House or IHOP showing her food.
Well, I'm a vegetarian. So, hey.
Oh, really?
Actually, now I'm a pescatarian because I just added fish back to my plate. But, yeah, I'm a vegetarian. So, I stay at the Waffle House because, you know, I can get me a full meal without, you know, eating all the soul food all the time when it comes to veggie plates and things like that. So,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
Waffle House and IHOP, yeah, those two, they're my favorite places.
Oh, look at this picture. I'm all on your page right now, so you get, like, a bunch of likes and stuff like that. But do you want to give any shout-outs, you know, before I let you go, honey?
Of course, I want to give a shout out to you guys, Philly Radio. Also, I want to give a shout out to Terry Miles, Glenwood Lalo, Shaheen, actually all of these people that contact me. You know, just give me roles in movies. So salute to them.
And that's what's happened. Definitely shout out to you. It was great getting a chance to get to know you. And seriously, it was great energy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just relaxing myself, ready to turn down for what? For the beer time. But I'm gonna take a little music break, and we're gonna open up some more callers. You can still chill with me if you want. You know, but like I said,
yes, that's fine.
All right. Well, chill with us. I'm gonna take a little music break, y'all. I got some clean music.
Johnny, GDJ, shit, know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water, my chain that's frozen water, that white girl in that water, my sharks don't live in water, all my kittens smell like water, ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water, fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain is full of water.
Yeah.
Water.
What?
My